And it's time now for the best of ourselves. Marcia Hyatt joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
What are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about positivity.
Nice.
Most specifically, gratitude practice. But because of the troubles of the world and the tension and stress of holidays, which most of us feel, you know, whether we're spending too much money or rushing around, whatever, family expectations. Anyway, I thought this is a really good time to do something that Barbara Fredrickson recommended. Barbara Fredrickson is a researcher who studies positive emotions. Her most recent book is called Positivity. And what she found is that not that you ignore negative, not at all, that you want to be able to feel whatever you're feeling, but it's sort of just paying attention where you're putting your focus. How much are you putting your focus on those little gifts and little blessings we have throughout the day? Because it can make a huge difference in your happiness, in your physiology. It actually has physical benefits. It has psychological benefits. And it has a ripple effect, too, because when you do more of that, like people who have done gratitude journals actually are more likely to do things for other people. So it has a ripple effect in the community. So she suggests you go onto her website, positivityratio.com, and you take this online, sign on, it's all free, sign on and take this test. Now, I have done the test before. And I should talk a little about the ratio. You want, basically the research says, is if you have more than 3 positive to 1 negative feelings or experiences in the course of a day or a week or whatever, you're going to be past the tipping point to flourishing. Flourishing means more successful in life, more happy, more satisfied with what you have, that kind of thing. And unfortunately, 80% of the folks who do this test don't meet the 3-to-1 tipping point, meaning they don't have 3 positives to negative in a relative term. And that's true, by the way, I should say, not only for individuals, but for groups. So in a workplace, for example, when you have a lot of critique and a lot of judgment and a lot of evaluation, and you don't hit 3 positive to 1 negative, you're actually diminishing your capacity, your energy, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I should also say, you don't want to be ungrounded. We're not talking about la-la land of Pollyanna where it's all positive and all good. Yeah. If you go above 11 positives to 1 negative, then you're in denial. You're not grounded. Okay, so she suggests taking this test every day, which I did most days this week. And I'll say that I hit where the majority hit a lot of the times, which is I was below 3 positives to 1 negative. But what was really cool about doing this every day was, one, I'm competitive, so I wanted to do better on my test the next day, which is not one of my best sides, but, you know, so it goes. And the other thing was I started paying attention to, because she asked these questions, and CJ, I gave you that little, to show you, she asked these questions. Which ones, anything stood out for you in these questions that she's asking?
Well, even the very first one, it says, what is the most amused, fun-loving, or silly you felt? And I just, you know, I mean, there certainly were times, and I can think of things, but then I guess what my mind went to right away is the small proportion that was to the rest of my day.
That's the one that I always think, oi, I got to do better on this one.
I got to be more silly.
Well, if I had, you know, thank goodness I have my dogs that make me laugh and all that, but that is, you know, that exactly, that's the one that I thought, oh, okay, where could I be a little bit more playful in my life? Because I'm always so serious. And there, she asks also about negative things like
angry, irritated, annoyed.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so you're talking about how frequently you've experienced it, rarely to a great extent, something like that. Mm-hmm. And what the other thing that struck me about taking the test is I feel like I'm a flatliner, meaning a lot of mine were rarely, a little bit, moderate. I didn't have a lot of blips. However, doing this, and because I'm competitive, I wanted to
do better,
but also because I've done it before where I could feel the wash of the positive. And again, what she's saying is, if you think about it, in the course of a day, you have so many little blessings that you don't even notice, like warmth of the water, if I have a warm shower, or waking up in a warm bed, or tasting my cup of tea in the morning. I just, you know, down it. Tasting my cup of tea, noticing my husband of 30 years and the kind things he does for me. Those things are often hit like rain on a paved parking lot. You know, they just hit, land, roll off. Because we just take it for granted. So the thing that I did this week and continue to try to do, but it's a practice, I'll put it that way, it's a gratitude practice, because I know that is one sweet intervention that has a huge difference. Matter of fact, Buddhists, after folks leave a meditation retreat, how do I keep a mindfulness practice going? Try a gratitude practice. And of course, the research and the impact of gratitude is huge. And here's a quote by Kennick. We tend to forget that happiness doesn't come as a result of getting something we don't have, but rather of recognizing and appreciating what we do have. And so the fact is, there's a lot to be grateful for. So if, for me, what I would do in the course of a day was, because of this test, it was staying more present, I would just notice how much I love light dappling through trees.
Right.
Or the sunrise. We're talking about the sunrise this morning. Just noticing it, savoring it. This is where neuroscience comes in. They say 7 seconds. Savor it. Allow it, unlike the paved parking lot, allow yourself to crack open a little bit and take it in. It helps also to have a designated time where you also list your blessings. And one research in positive psychology said not only list the blessings, maybe five, you know, have a little goal, but also say why. Why was it a blessing? So you just, again, you're savoring. That makes a huge difference, and it's not the way we're wired.
Right.
We're wired for negative. We're wired for problem solving, and so allowing it in a little bit.
So, and is there a time of day when that's even more effective than another?
Well, that is what you need to figure out
for yourself.
Yeah. Because one is what's the time of day that's going to be easier for you to keep the practice going? And what's the time of day where you'll be able to tune into that?
Mm-hmm.
So I have friends that do it in the morning. And it sort of sets the tone for the day. I myself do it as I'm falling asleep.
Yeah, me too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It sort of calms me, and it also sort of hits a reset for the day. And I just do it in my mind's eye. For a while, I've done it actually in a journal, which is recommended because the physical act of writing, I think, helps. And sometimes I'm just grateful that I have a gratitude practice because I can't think of much else. It's that pathetic. But but most often there are so many little things in the day. And the difference is when I take that time, it does show up in how I feel, and the test does reflect on that. Now, looking around in terms of other suggestions around gratitude practices, the World of Psychology website said, things like writing a letter of gratitude, even if you can't send it, even if they no longer walk this earth, but writing that letter and sending the letter, of course, I got one this week, and it just a warm wash of feeling when I allowed it in. Expressing appreciation genuinely, not because you're supposed to be ingratiating, but really think about what are you grateful for, what do you appreciate, and then take the time to express it. Even creating art to express gratitude, to consciously clip out stuff that you are grateful for, and so you can have that in front of you. Some folks set up a date with a friend. Okay, we're going to get together every Friday, happy hour, and what we're going to do is talk about all the things that we're grateful for. Taking that time, it's to help us be more resilient. It's not to make us in denial. It's to help us understand that we already have enough. There's a wonderful Lao Tzu quote, "When you realize there is nothing lacking, the whole world belongs to you." And a little bit of gratitude practice, a little bit of focusing on all the positives that we do have, help us be more resilient for the realities of our day-to-day.